USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally, including with the workforce, this committee and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Millions of Americans are getting their coronavirus vaccine, but scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation. The FBI issuing a warning about those who are selling fake COVID-19 vaccines online. They previously warned of scam artists that were selling phony test kits for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A tit-for-tat taking place in Washington, D.C. as President Trump issues an executive order.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Conservative book publisher Regnery announced they will publish a new book by Senator Josh Hawley on censorship by big tech. Last week, publisher Simon & Schuster dropped the title with Hawley after he objected to the certification of Pennsylvania's election results. Regnery president and publisher Thomas Spence saying the warning in his book about censorship obviously could not be more urgent. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Parler CEO John Matt says his social media platform, favored by conservatives, should be up and running by the end of the month. The company was able to launch a static website over the weekend and recover the company's data. Parler reportedly has moved its domain registration to the company Epic after Amazon Web Services abruptly suspended the social media site for what it claims was egregious content related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Matt's telling Fox News,
"We really need to build our own infrastructure and our own technology, and I think it needs to be more than just liberal versus conservative. I myself am a libertarian. I'm not a conservative, but what I do believe is that we need to have principles that free speech and privacy should be respected, and apparently that's too much for big tech, and so we really need an alternative set of resources so people can develop software without worrying about these technology companies going after you."
Joe Biden is planning to roll back a wide-ranging array of pro-life policies enacted by the Trump administration. Biden expected to revoke the Mexico City policy, which ensures the country's foreign aid dollars are not spent on groups that commit abortions or refer people to abortion providers. He's also expected to restore $60 million in Title IX funding to Planned Parenthood. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.